This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Well, welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk WLK, the voice of the community. And as you can hear, that's what we're going to talk about. Money, money, money. You know, the Word of God says money solveth all things. But also, a lot of people feel that, you know, money is an evil thing, but it's not evil at all. Money has never been evil. You can do two wonderful things with money. You can spend it and you can give it away.
I think, Rob, you've said that before. It serves two purposes.
It does.
Purposes, primarily. Spend it. And I would add another one.
What's that?
Invest it.
Okay.
And give it away.
Okay.
That's investment, too.
And I think that's
investing
wonderful.
In other people's lives.
That's right. That's right. That's very
but
good.
But I think sometimes in our community, we get attached to the wrong ideas about money. And sometimes it's been modeled for us inappropriately. Sometimes we think that greed and pride is fostered in money, the abundance of it or the lack thereof, or wanting to take other people's money because you don't have any. But it's not money. Money is not our issue that many people have. It's the love of it.
Right.
And what I've grown to describe it as, Rob, is the insatiable desire for more and more money. Give me more. Give me more. And I'm grateful that I've not had that as a problem, that we don't worship money. We value money and what it brings to the table and how it enhances the quality of our lives. But most importantly, we like what money does in the lives of others.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of times we think we need more money. When we have enough money, we just need to know how to manipulate and move,
stewards.
Operate that money. Exactly. And you're right. It's nothing wrong with money. Again, it's not the love of money. It's the love of what money can do.
Yes.
Money can do some great things. And we're going to talk to a young lady today that's going to help us give us a perspective on moving forth with money as we move into 2025. Dr. Brian, I'm not going to pronounce her first name because I don't want to, you know, mispronounce it, so I'll ask her a little bit later. She's an accredited financial counselor and host of the Dr. Sev Talks Money podcast. She helps others transform their financial challenges into practical power, drawing from her own financial rebuilding journey after a late life divorce. She believes financial success and economic freedom start with addressing money mindset. Dr. Brian, welcome. We're so glad to have you. Thank you for being a part of our show today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the most important question I have for you is how to pronounce your first name.
It's Severin. Just think of several or severance, and you've got it.
Severin. Okay. All right. I'm just going to call you Dr. Brian, okay?
Well, I just want to echo what Rob was saying, Dr. Brian. Welcome. We want this as we are preparing for a new year. A new mindset, and I think you mentioned that in your, you said addressing money mindset. And we want to invite you to the table to have a discussion, a practical discussion about what can we do. So I want you to tell us a little bit about your history, because you've kind of given us a little teaser. A late life divorce might have had you to go in some different areas and directions. So I want you to talk to us about what your story is.
Okay, so I am an accountant by trade and degree, and I have been teaching personal finance for many years, over 25 years. But when you make enough money, sometimes, even though you're teaching others, you're not intentional. You know, you're just kind of, you know, you have enough in savings, you have enough investments, but because you have enough, you're not as intentional as you need to be. And that was me. And I went through a divorce, a late life divorce, and I had to give up half of my 401k. My credit score dropped to the 500s because I ended up walking away from my house, which I won't go into why. It had nothing to do with me, but I had to walk away from my house, and my liquid savings were decimated. And so that caused me to become much more intentional in applying the principles that I had been teaching all these years at my church. And because I became much more intentional, I was able to recover within 8 years. I was able to buy another house. I was able to bring my credit score back in the 800s. And I was able to grow my savings to such a level that I was able to walk away from corporate America a little bit earlier than I wanted. So what that caused me to do is now wanting to help other women who are in similar situations, letting them know that there's hope. You may not reach the goals that you had initially, and you may have had some hiccups, but you can still set and reach some financial goals. It's never too late.
Very good. Now, you mentioned that you have over 25 years experience, and you mentioned that you were teaching in your church. So you were teaching practical applications with managing money, money mindset, but not necessarily having to live it in such a way, because you had the comforts of a second income in the house with you and whatever else, your 401k and the savings. It was only in the midst of a crisis that you had to draw on the teachings that you had been teaching other people in your church of how to implement in their own lives. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So tell us.
And not only that, what I did is I went back to school, so to speak, and got my accredited financial counselor certification, so that I had been teaching based on my passion, because I have a passion for education. Mm-hmm. And so I had been teaching based on that. And I went back to get the accredited financial counselor certification because I wanted to have the credential behind my name to say, hey, I've been through the school of hard knocks, but I've also gone to get the certification so that I can help you, recover from that financial hiccup.
Okay, Doctor, that's a powerful point. Thank you so much for sharing that. You know, as you can see now that consumer goods are increasing, the housing market, gas, education, etc. And it's harder for couples, or harder for really anybody, to save money now. What is your advice on how to save during this increase in these consumer goods?
Well, one of the first things I want to tell people is don't panic, because sometimes the news can cause us to be reactive and make decisions that really doesn't serve us. So the first thing I'll say is don't panic. Yes, inflation is here. The cost of goods are going up. But what can you do? What's in your control? One of the first things you can do is review your budget to identify areas that you can cut costs. And what are some things that you can do to increase income? Can you do some side hustles? Can you, maybe you're living in a house by yourself What are some creative housing solutions that you can employ?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You can maybe consider co-living. Maybe you sell your house and live with your parents or your family member for a little bit, just so you can build up your reserve. You know, what other things can you do? Maybe fuel, in terms of fuel efficiencies. Yes, gas has gone up, but can you carpool? Can you use public transportation? I know we're a little bit spoiled, and we don't want to think about, you know, the losing the independence of our own vehicle. But when we are faced with possible, you know, these high costs, what can we do? And it's not going to be for the long term. It's a short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain. So combine tricks, maybe, to manage your fuel costs. Embrace minimalism. Sometimes we are a society of accumulation. We love to accumulate things. And what are some things that we can do? I had a client who he was struggling financially, but she had things in one of those warehouses where she was paying money every month. And I'm like, you've had those things in the storage place for years. It maybe it's time to sell those things, but we get attached to things. So that's something that we can possibly do. Another thing we can possibly do is negotiate and shop around. I tell people all the time, my loyalty is to my pocketbook. And so I am not loyal to any of the insurance companies, any of the telephone companies. Which one is going to give me the best bang for my buck? So those are some basic things they can consider. And in terms of education, go to community college. Start there. Nobody knows that I started at a community college unless I tell them. So, you know, again, don't panic. Review your budget. bulk buy things if that works for you. Go together with a family member, a friend, in bulk buy and share what you bought. Explore creative housing solutions. Look at ways you can save on fuel. You know, these are all things that are simple, but yet they're effective.
Thank you, Doctor. Hold on for just a moment. We have to go to a break. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk WAOK, the voice of the community. Give us a call. We want you to be a part of our conversation at 404-726-1380. We'll be right back. People don't care who they turn up be. A woman will sell her precious body.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton. South Korean officials say 179 people are dead after a passenger plane crash-landed at an airport in the southern part of the country. Correspondent Megan Fitzgerald says the airliner was arriving from Bangkok early Sunday when disaster struck.
You can see the moment when this plane comes.
Welcome back to Let's Talk About It with the Turners. We have a very, very interesting guest today, Dr. Severin Bryant, an accredited financial counselor and host of the Dr. Sev Talks Money podcast. And Dr. Bryant, you mentioned a word that was very interesting, a word that I think that's somewhat of a taboo in a lot of people's lives, the word minimalism. And I want you to kind of expound a little bit on that. What does that really mean, to live a minimalism life for a moment?
In my definition of minimalism, I am thinking of getting us to shift our mindset from possessions to experiences. Mm-hmm. So that way we're reducing unnecessary expenditures. For example, when I bought my house, I could have bought all kinds of doodads, you know, mm-hmm. to decorate and all of those things. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted the basic things.
Right.
Do I have a table, a bed? You know, though, that's, to me, that's minimalism, because I want to spend the money that I have on experiences, traveling with my daughter, going to see other countries, other cities. Those are the kinds of things, when I say minimalism, is what I'm talking about, is do we need all the things we have in our home? Do we need all the fancy gadgets? How many of those do we buy? And they're sitting in the cupboard. We use them one time, right? And
that's
they're
right.
sitting in the cupboard. So really look at what are the things that we need, and even if it's something we can rent for that special need, and then mm-hmm. return it,
mm-hmm.
rather than purchase all those things, burdening ourselves with the expense of these things. But your child will never forget that you went to Disney World. They would never forget that you had a fun time just going downtown to walk and look at the lights. Those are experiences that are not expensive, but they are experiences that will live on in your child's life.
That's good, Dr. Bryant. I was thinking as you were speaking, because I try to read just current things, and I was just stumbled upon something. I was just telling my husband about it earlier this week. I think it was Michael Basden. He wrote about our children and how our children, many of our children, have been raised with a sense of entitlement and think they are entitled to the benefit of your hard work, of your great practices that you put in place, and they don't have to do anything but just show up and spend your money. It's really insightful. If you get a chance to go out and look at it, I think it's worth the read for sure. But I was thinking about this. Your audience is in the church. You said I've taught for many years in my church. I think I already know the answer, but I want you to articulate it for the listener. Your audience in the church that you're teaching, what would you say the age is, the average age or the demographic that you are teaching these lessons, practical things that they can do to enhance a better financial security?
At the time, the average age was high 30s mm-hmm. And low 40s. Mm-hmm. I no longer do that. I do teach, you know, in corporate America. I do workshops in corporate America now. But at the time, that was the average age, about 30, high 30s, low 40s.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I ask is I really believe it's incumbent upon us to reach back for our young people. Because these are lessons, the lessons that you learned as a seasoned adult, and crisis demanded something from you to live within your means, to live at not in acquiring things as much as experiences for your daughter. What do you see the value of what that could mean to our young people in high school, maybe even middle school, how to manage money? The power of money, the power of your credit, the power of making choices, and try to instill in them the responsibility to make good choices. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, it does. And I think we do a disservice to our kids when we don't really share with them what's going on in our finances. We don't have to tell them the nitty-gritty, mm-hmm. but we need to let them understand, hey, this, you want that thing, whatever that thing is, we do have the money, but here are the choices that we have to spend on that money. We can spend it on that thing that you want, or we can go on a vacation. They're getting used to now understanding that we have limited resources, and we have to decide how we spend that limited resources. I just did, and it's funny you asked that question, because I just did an interview with my daughter on my podcast, and one of the things we talk about is, and she's still in college, so she's still young, and one of the things we talk about is start early. Mm-hmm. It can be a dollar, it can be $2, mm-hmm. but developing that savings muscle mm-hmm. is what's so key. So if we teach our kids about starting small, that's one of the best things we can do, and show them those calculators. We have a ton of them on the internet that shows if you put in $5, here is what happens after 5 years. Here's what happens after 10 years because of compounding interest and the power that it has. So again, we do our kids a disservice by not sharing with them the lessons we've learned, the mistakes we've made, and what we've learned from those lessons. Mm-hmm. And there's so many other things that I could share of things that we can teach our kids without sitting them down and having a heavy lesson, but just teaching them through life as we go through our daily, our daily life. What are some things that we can talk to them about that reinforces the lesson of money?
Doctor, a question for you in reference to just an example. If I was making $1,000 or I brought home $1,000 a week, how much of that money would you say I need to put in savings?
Well, it depends on what your goals are. Mm-hmm. It depends on how much other debt you have. It just depends on so many things.
Okay.
Before you can really do a broad, you need to save 10%. Mm-hmm. You really need to look at your entire financial picture to determine, you know, how much you want to save. Because what you save today, the percentage you save today may not be what you save tomorrow, because you may have, you know, high student loan debt. You may have high interest debt. You may have a lot of credit cards. So sometimes savings is not the best thing to do right now. I always advocate to save and pay off debt. But sometimes we have to table savings to bring down that high income debt, that high rate debt, because of the cash flow that it frees up. So I can't say a percentage, okay, because, again, it really depends on your entire financial picture, what else you have going on.
No, that's a good word.
Can I interject here, honey? I was thinking about, and I appreciate the knowledge and the wisdom that you bring to this discussion, Dr. Bryant. But I'm going to go on the other side of something here, and it just made me think of it. I think that so often in life, we tend to put things off. As women, we put off self-care. We don't take care of ourselves. We take care of everyone else. We take. Yeah. I have a husband. I take care of my husband. I take care of my children. I take care. And I had my own business. I had my own business. So it was incumbent upon me to take care of the needs of my staff, take care of my stakeholders in the business, all of that. And I put me off. I put my health off. I put my everything off. Now, I'm just going to make this point. And so I hear you, but I think that when it comes down to managing our money and saving, I don't think we should put it off. I think that we should start small where we are, and maybe you have to stay small for a longer season than you want to because of some decisions that have been made, right? I'm just giving you another perspective on it. Sometimes when you give people the out to, it's never the right time. It never will become the right time. I think it's a conscious decision. I believe it's intentional. You must make a concerted effort to save. And when you save, you don't touch it. It is there for this, what your goals are, like you said. But I worry a little bit about, because you're in a lot of debt, you may never find the right opportunity that you think that has to present itself for you to save. It's just another something to ponder. I think that I came that way thinking, I'll save later because I need to take care of this, this, this. I'll take care of myself later because I need to take care of this, this, this. Putting things off. Whereas I think if we do things with practicality in mind, small little steps, it will create us a more solid future, even financially, but also stewardship. My husband's looking at me very intensely. So you might want to, when we come back from the break, I want to hear what you have to say about it. And Doc, we're going to bring you in on this as well. I think this is a collaborative discussion and with several sides to it. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk WAOK. We are the voice of the community, and we invite you to join this discussion with us. Call in 404-726-1380. We're going to take a short break, but we want to come back and talk about money matters. Money matters, and how they have impacted our lives and how they may impact our futures. Thank you. We'll see you in a minute. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk. We're on WAOK, the voice of the community. And if you've been following us today, you know we're having a lively discussion about money right now. And you know what, Rob, you remember when we used to teach classes in marriages, mm-hmm. marriage workshops, and money was at that top five.
Top three.
But it was there. It was major in discord in marriages, money, the finances, communication, intimacy or the lack thereof, and child raising. How are you going to raise your children? So this is a lively discussion, but I think it's very needed in our community. We need to talk about these things. And we have a power broker with us today, Dr. Severin Bryant. And before we went on the break, I brought out my perspective about something Dr. Bryant shared, and the way you were looking at me, it was so intense, like you were processing deeply. I wanted the listeners to hear what you were saying.
Well, you know, I was looking at this woman across from me who I've lived with for several years, and I got an interesting perspective of your thoughts on that. But I do agree with Dr. Bryant, and I'm talking to you from a male perspective. I believe that responsibilities that you have, the bills and the things that you, bring about have to be taken care of, because what you want to do more than anything is establish a strong basis and a strong line of credit. That will take you places where I don't care how much money you have in the bank, it won't do it. If you got $1 million in the bank, but you have terrible credit, you got a 300 credit score, nobody's going to give you money. The point of the matter is take care of the responsibility first. Get that credit score to where it needs to be that you can move forward and accomplish those things. Then you can start saving. But again, what are you saving for? You're saving for times that you need to take situations or help situations or help yourself in situations that might come up. Well, the situation is you need to get rid of some of these bills. You need to take care of some of these responsibilities. And you do that first. And that's the first thing. I'm called as a man, as a husband, to be a provider, protector, and a priest. But one of those things, like I said, is being a provider. Provide for you lights, gas, electric, all those things you need to live a comfortable, secure, safe life. And that comes through me taking care of the responsibilities that I have. What's the point of me having $10,000 in the bank and our lights are off? You know what I'm saying? The point of the matter is to take care of responsibilities first, then you move on that. Now, Doctor, I don't know if that's the perspective you were talking about, but that's the perspective I saw when you were saying that.
Well, my main focus for saying that is we want to prioritize purpose. Mm-hmm. And each person's financial journey is unique. And so when you're looking at, you have to look, again, at your whole financial picture. My focus, I agree with both of you, meaning that, you know, my focus is with my clients is I want you to start building the savings muscle. I want you to save even if it's a dollar. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, with your, to your point, Mr. Turner, what is the purpose of saving that dollar if you are now taking the 2% or the 1% you're getting on saving that dollar, but you're paying out 30% on a credit card?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you may want to say, okay, I'm going to pause saving for a bit. Mm-hmm. Get rid of this high credit card debt.
Right.
And, you know, of course, if it's only a dollar you're saving, that's kind of moot. But if you're making like big savings, you're saving maybe 10% of your income and getting a return of 2%, but your interest rate on your card is 30%, mm-hmm. you're losing each month.
Exactly.
So that's where I was coming from, you know, and sometimes we have to, first of all, give ourselves grace because none of us are.
That's right.
Are perfect in our savings, and our savings rate might not be okay all the time. And that's one of the reasons why you always want to be looking at your money every month. Mm. Because this month it might be savings month, this month, the next month, it might be debt pay down strategy.
Mm. I like that. I'm taking notes, Dr. Bryant. I always take notes when we have our callers on, our guests. And you look at your money every month. I like that.
Yes.
And then giving ourselves grace. And I am open, and I'm glad that you have shared what you have. It gives a different perspective. And then for my honey to share a different perspective, that's one thing that is very noble about Rob, is he's always taken his responsibility for our family very seriously, and that his responsibility, he's often said it, is to be a provider, a priest, and a protector, and he embodies that. It doesn't mean he walks in perfection. It's just that he's serious about it, caring for me as his wife and our children and our subsequent grandchildren. So I agree with you. And then also I was thinking that you may be able to save, you may start out on a savings plan. Now, this is good because as we are preparing for 2025, a new year, and we've all been conditioned to New Year's resolutions, which the new fad is don't make them anymore because you don't keep them. But you know, we've been conditioned. But as we prepare, I do believe that vision is important, and the Bible tells us to write it down. Write it down. And so, as we prepare for 2025, what the possibilities might look like, what the news is saying, what the political pundits are saying, we're going to have new leadership in our White House. We're going to have new leadership, dominant control in our House of Representatives, our Senate. Tell me, what do you think? What would you tell to your people to help prepare them for what's down the road?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say is don't panic, because every year there's a possibility that the presidency will change and the policies are going to swing from one to the other. So, you know, focus on what you can control rather than the political uncertainties, because there are always going to be those. So focus on what you can control. You can diversify your income stream. so that if there are economic policies that come down that impact one of them, it may not impact the other of your income stream. So those are some things that you can do. Another thing is to stay informed. And I would say I don't watch the news because the news is designed to get you, it's more rage bait, as far as I'm concerned. So follow policy-focused organizations and see what are they saying about the policies and what are the possible ways these policies could impact us. And never make major financial decisions based on political predictions, because a lot of times we panic and we make changes based on what we think will happen. So clearly and closely follow what could impact you. If there is something that you think could impact you, what are your alternatives? How can you protect your assets? How can you protect your job? Maybe upskilling. You know, okay, this job may go away because this policy may be coming down the pipeline. So what can I do? Maybe I upskill. Maybe I find a way, if there are tax changes that could be coming along, what can I do to maybe protect my tax status? And you know, those are the kinds of things you want to, mainly you want to not panic and control what you can and focus on following policy organizations rather than the news, because the news will give you a heart attack.
Doctor, thank you so much for this. Not only did you give us a perspective on money, you also saved our marriage, and I thank you for that too, and for giving us those points on it. But you've been very, very informative and very good to us. Doctor, if someone wants to talk to you, utilize your financial services, how can they get in contact with you?
The best way for them to contact me is through my website, because on the website it has all the other social media connections, and that website is SevTalksMoney. That's SevTalksMoney.com. That is the best way for them to contact me.
Well, we'll be contacting you too, because you have, you're a great resource when it comes to this, and we're always looking for a good financial advisor to give us some perspective on how to best use and be best stewards of our money. Thank you so much for taking time out to share with us and our audience, and we wish you the very best in 2025. We wish you a wonderful new year, and we're always here if you need our services or if we can help in any way.
Thank you, Doc.
Thank you so much for having me. There's so much more I wanted to share, but I know time is of the essence.
Oh, you'll be back.
Thank you for having
me. We'll get you back. Absolutely. All right, my dear. Thank you. You take care and stay safe.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to Let's Talk About It with the Turners on News and Talk, WAOK, the voice of the community. We want you to be a part of our conversation, and it's really just incredible today. So call us. Our number is 404-726-1380. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tenderloin, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.